Welcome to the Huntington Way Show, where we help parents navigate the educational maze. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, author and founder of InspirationalHomeschooling.com. And today I am speaking with Deb Weekly. She is one of the founders of the Help Club for Moms. And she loves just pouring into moms and encouraging them. So I know our conversation will encourage you today. Before we get started, I want to thank Inspirational Homeschooling and the Huntington Learning Center for bringing this show to you. You're listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. Please like and subscribe to Power Talk 1040 on YouTube. Welcome to the show, Deb.
Thank you for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, it's so great to have you here. Let's just talk about what impacted your decision to homeschool.
Oh, man, there's so many reasons why we started homeschooling. But you know what? When Jesus calls you to something, you do it.
That's right.
And he does. And he called us to homeschooling because we just really wanted to spend more time with our children. We wanted to disciple our children. And this was back in the 90s, before the world was even what it is today. And yes. So I'm really so proud of all the parents that are homeschooling because it's such an important time and season to homeschool right now, to get to be the major impact on your children's lives. It's so important right now.
Yeah, it sure is. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is so much going on in our world, and just being able to have those conversations with your children as things are happening, as they are facing things, that mm-hmm. is absolutely amazing. And we can speak life into them.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So as a mom, mm-hmm. and as a homeschool parent, I'm a homeschool parent, mm-hmm. we often struggle with feelings of being unequipped and sometimes even feelings of failure and comparison. Oh, comparison. Let me tell you, that can make it so much worse, can it? Have you ever been down the road of comparison?
Yes, I have. I never felt like I knew what I was doing in our homeschool. I was a straight D student. I just barely passed by the skin of my teeth, and both of our children were really smart. Our son didn't read until after third grade, but then he caught up and was in a gifted program in the United States. It was a big program. And I will tell you that I never felt like I had it all together, but I knew that God would help me. And so God always helped me. But what hurt me was when I'd look around at other families. And guys, this is something, if you were with me right now, and for the podcast viewers, you could just see me. And on YouTube, you can see me do this. But if you were with me right now, what I would do is take your face in my hands right now, like a mama, like a second mom, what a mom would do for you. And I would say, do not compare yourself to other people because you don't know what's going on in their homes. You don't know. You just don't know how it's all going to turn out. And I remember seeing so many families and their kids were so perfect on the outside. But I'm telling you, those kids that were raised up in really, really strict homes, they went crazy after they were grown. And you need to get your marching orders. Like George Washington Carver says, he got his marching orders every day from God. You need your marching orders from the Lord, not your next door neighbor's marching orders or your best friend's marching orders. You need to keep your eyes on Jesus, the author of your faith, who's going to help you homeschool, and let him tell you how to raise up those children and homeschool.
Yeah, that is great advice. Oh, I wish somebody would have told me that over the years because, you know, that comparison can be such a theft of joy.
Yes.
And, you know, one thing I want to tell listeners is when we're comparing ourselves to others, we're trying to measure up to others. And what we need to be doing is looking toward Jesus, looking mm-hmm. toward him for what we need to be doing. He made us mm-hmm. unique, and we have a special path, just, you know, that he created for us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And only we can fulfill it. Right?
Yes. Yeah. And I do want to say another little thing. If I had your head in my hands right now, I would say you are the perfect mom for your children, and your children are the perfect children for you. And own it. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Be that mom he created you to be, and don't look around, and just be all that God created you to be, and let it, and keep your kids close enough to where it'll rub off on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Now, you have kind of a story, a backstory of, you know, when you were a child and then coming into motherhood and how you started feeling kind of unequipped. Can you share that story with me?
Yes. I was not raised in a Christian home. And actually, I was raised in a super broken home. And all I knew when I left my home, because my mother, she was just a mess. I lost her emotionally to alcohol and suicide and attempts and things when I was 10. And then I lost her physically. She died when I was 20. Oh, so I never had a mom, honestly, since I was 10. But God has been my everything. He's been my father, and he's made it up to me for not having a mother. So I would say he's been my mother. He's helped me. He helped me with everything. I remember when I was a young mom, and I would go into my daughter's room at night while she was sleeping, and I would kneel beside her bed, and I would say, God, you have got to help me. I have no idea how to have a Christ-centered home. I have no idea how to raise up children for the Lord. And he would say something so simple to me. He would say, spend time with me, Deb. And so I did. I would get up 15 to 30 minutes a day earlier and spend time with him in the Word. I'd pray over my day, and I would ask him for six things to do that day, my six most importants. And so I would write them down on my list, and I would cross them off. But I always ask him what he thought I should be doing and how I should be homeschooling. And it didn't always look like what I thought I was going to do that day.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have divine interruptions that are for our children's destiny. Like I would say to parents who have little children, like you had little children when you had older children, the baby is the lesson. You know, children need to learn how to be patient, how to care for others, how to look after their little siblings. You know, it's not that the baby is an annoyance or the toddler is an annoyance. It's a lesson in patience and humility and caring for other people.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you're talking about just meeting God where he is, you know, in the morning before you start anything. How did you make that happen when you have little ones and all of these things that you had to worry about daily?
Yes. So I would ask the Lord to wake me up earlier in the morning, and I didn't want to get up earlier, but I would ask him, and he did. And so ask the Lord to wake you up in the morning and to give you energy. And I always got a little nap in the day, and he was so good to help me, but he wants to help you. That's the thing. Remember John 15:5, I'm the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So he wants to help you. He doesn't want you to try to do anything on your own.
Yeah.
He's a personal God. He lives inside of you. The Holy Spirit lives inside of you. You have the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead and seated him high in the heavens above all everything, took all this, everything that happened that is more than we could talk about in a 2-hour podcast that he did when he went to the cross. But you have that power inside of you that will help you to homeschool and to be the woman, wife, and mother that God's created you to be.
Yeah, true. Now you're talking about napping in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Boy, as a homeschool mom, as a mom of many, I'm thinking, well, how do you do that? Right. So what did you do?
I only had two kids. So I just want to put that out there for me and my puzzles. See, that's another non-comparison thing. You have five children, so you have to figure out what works for you. Maybe that's not part of God's plan, but we did quiet time, and our kids, when they stopped napping, they got the choice to either nap or to, you know, be in their room, play with Legos, read a book, listen to a book on tape. And so I could take just a little minute, little nap. And my daughter said to me, she's got three little ones. And she said, Mom, I know why you had us go to quiet time now. And I go, why? She goes, because you wanted a nap. And I go, yes. And she does the same thing. She takes a little nap every day.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. Wow, Deb. So thank you so much for sharing this. When we come back, we're going to discuss, you know, those feelings that come out as a homeschool mom, and you're going to be offering some encouragement to these moms out there.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Huntington Way Show. You're listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. Please like and subscribe to Power Talk 1040 AM. Or on YouTube. So I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, and I'm speaking with Deb, and she has some great encouragement. Deb, you know, what is your best advice for moms who might be feeling depressed or might be feeling like they are not good enough?
Yeah, that's really hard. Guys, I remember I struggled with depression when my kids left the home, when I was an empty nester right before we started Hope Club. And I will tell you, it's super hard to go through a season of depression. But I will also tell you, you have to remember that your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him and he will flee from you. And you resist him with the word of God. You resist him. And honestly, remember what the word says. These are the signs that accompany those who believe. Jesus said this, that they will cast out demons in my name. And so I'm just telling you guys, the devil speaks to you in first person and he will say things to you. I learned this from amazing Joyce Meyer. I love her. And she said, I'm depressed. That's what she said that she would hear all the time. I am depressed. And then she realized it was the devil. So then she started using the scripture. And she started using the name of Jesus and saying, Satan, in Jesus' name, I speak to you, must go. And every morning, my husband and I put on the armor of God and we ask the Lord to protect us from all evil and to be strong in him and in his mighty power. And we commit our day to the Lord. And it does help because, guys, when you're homeschooling, you are public enemy number one to the devil. He hates what you're doing. He doesn't want Christian kids being raised up. He doesn't want your children to have your influence in their life. He wants to discourage you, but you stand firm with the armor of God, and you speak scripture. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God is going to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I could ask or imagine. I mean, you guys, there's so many scriptures you could just start preaching in your home, and he'll leave. He has to leave. At the name of Jesus, he has to leave.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Sometimes kids also they don't have a great attitude. And I experienced that in my home school. And so, do you have any advice maybe for kids that are strong-willed? I know you were talking about before having a child that is strong-willed and
Yes, absolutely. I totally understand. I have a very strong-willed daughter, and both my kids are strong-willed in their own way. But I remember the, and you know what, guys? Sometimes we can look at those yellow school buses and we can think, you know what, that looks kind of nice because I could just stay at home and not have to worry about teaching everybody and fussing with them and everything to get them to get their work done. But the fact of the matter is, your homeschooling is a calling. And so what I would do with my children, number one, I would ask the Lord to tell me what's going on in their hearts and why are they acting this way? I always did that. Why are they not wanting to do their work? Am I embittering them? Am I making it hard for them? Right? I would ask the Lord. And then I would also do the silver platter talk, which I would go into the bathroom with them, and we have a little seating area in my bathroom, and I would sit there with these pretend things that I'm holding up my hand, like as I'm if I'm holding a tray, and I would say, "Here, take this." And they would be like, "What?" And I'd say, "Just take it." And they would be like, "Okay." And I would say, "That is your, actually, I'm going to call it a golden platter." And it is what you get in homeschooling. You get to design what you want to learn. We go to the library and you can learn what you want to learn. You don't have to follow a public school system. We can travel. We can do all kinds of things. It's a golden platter, but you have to cooperate with me and you have to do the things I ask you to do. But I'm telling you, I'm praying for you. And God is telling me to do things for your destiny. This is part of your destiny and your calling, and that's part of your homeschooling. And so it's very important that you do your work. And I would pray for them every day. Lord, help us to do our work with joy. And then also, God showed us with my son, who wasn't reading and who needed encouragement, that he had other giftings. And he could do these camps at our house. And he would do these camps. One of them was called Hawkshead, where they would make LARPing weapons and they would have battles in our backyard. We had hay bales and they would practice their sword fighting. And then he would also do one called Maker Day, where he would make these cars with these popsicle sticks and put a raw egg in it, wrapped around with rubber bands, and go downhill to see how physics would work in this experiment. And it was awesome. And he made several thousand dollars, but it really helped his self-esteem and to have something to dream about. Guys, your homeschooling children need to dream about something. They need to be
They
doing
do.
things that are bigger than what they could do in the school system because they have time.
That's so
They
true.
have God. Let them dream big dreams. Remember what, look it up. Admiral Farragut was 12 years old when he had his own vessel. George Washington was 16 years old when he was in the army. Guys, I'm telling you, your kids can do great things, but you need to be praying about for them, with them, and let them dream big dreams.
And I want to just expand on that. You know, big dreams. It's so true. I've noticed with my kids that once they kind of figured out, oh, where can I go or what can I do? They became almost like they had more zeal for not only what they were dreaming about, but then learning, because they thought, oh, okay, well, this is also playing into how to get there, right?
Yes.
And so it makes a big impact.
When your children have dreams in their heart that they're pursuing, and this, my son still, he holds events. He started his own marketing company. He works a day job full time, and he started a marketing company, and he just had this event with 200 people where he organized this big event for this marketing company to get the word out. I mean, he knows how to do this stuff because he started when he was 12.
Right.
And guys, if your children don't have dreams, they're going to be bored and they're going to get into trouble.
Yeah.
Dreams. So they need dreams.
Dreams.
They need a purpose and a plan, and God will give it to you.
Yeah. Because he did create them
yes.
for a purpose and
yes.
a plan. And if we just work with him and pray over our kids.
Yes. And
like,
your homeschool.
Hey, God, let us see these yes. kids the way you see them. Right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. For sure. So after a day of teaching children, I mean, and if you have a child who is strong-willed, boy, we can get so exhausted,
yes.
especially when you have multiple children. And I tell you, there's been times when, you know, the kids are all together. We're all together all day long. The house is a mess, right? And sometimes you experience sibling rivalry.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, we're just being real here.
Yeah, yeah.
But that can leave a mom exhausted.
Yes.
You know, so when we're exhausted, sometimes we don't always relate to our husbands correctly when they come home,
yes.
you know.
Yes.
So how can you speak to that?
Guys, the Apostle Paul, I'm sure, was really tired. But he was doing the Lord's work, and you are doing the Lord's work. And when your house is messy, it just means that you had a great homeschooling day. We need to readjust what our expectations of when we're homeschooling. It means you had a great homeschooling day and you did what you're supposed to do.
That's right.
But our husbands, I'm telling you guys, they need to come before the children. They do. It's God, then our husbands and our children, because the kids are going to grow up and you're still going to be with your husband. Like, I'm in an empty nest season. And for my husband, so as I'm sure with your husband and most husbands, intimacy is a big deal. And when you're tired, that's the last thing on your mind is intimacy with your husband. And so I know this might sound crazy and some women might just be like, oh my gosh, I could never do that. But I would have a plan sheet where I would plan out my week, and I would plan not only my meals, my schooling time, lessons, places to go, but I would also plan time with my husband to be intimate with him. And I mean, I know it sounds like it's not spontaneous and it's not fun, but it's so good, because we would, you know, I would plan for it in my mind, and I would maybe get a 20-minute nap during the day, and I would, and also listening to your husband is so important. They need us. We are to be their best friends, their soulmates. And if you don't understand your husband, ask God to show you what's going on in his heart and how you can minister to his heart also.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's our role. We have the most intimate place with our husbands besides the Lord. And it is an honor to tend to our husbands.
Oh, it sure is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Deb, we're running out of time, mm-hmm. but I would love for you to share all your resources. Where can people find you?
Yes.
And all these lovely books and your mothering kit and so
yeah,
on.
We have a lot. Well, we have so much. But you could go to Amazon and you can find any of our books. And we have Joy Challenge if you're looking for a Joy Challenge. We have seasonal books. They take you. We have holiday books. We have the Help Club for Moms book. Find them all on Amazon. Just type in that. But the thing that is our new initiative that we're super excited about is the Help Club for Moms Mothering Kits. And it is our mentoring platform. And every month you get a new kit. It's just incredible, you guys. There's videos. There's printables. More printables than you could ever print out in like your color printer is going to run out of ink really quickly, because there's so many resources for $12.99 at myhelpclubformoms.com. It's a fantastic resource. And then our podcast, which is awesome. Monday
yes.
through Thursday, we have devotionals on the podcast. They're really short. And then we have specials all throughout the week that will help you be the woman, the wife, and mother that God created you to be.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Deb,
for having me.
Yes, this has
thank
been
you.
So encouraging
yeah.
to me. And I'm sure all those listeners out
thank
there,
you.
Too.
Thank you.
Yes. You know, I express our gratitude to our sponsors, the Huntington Learning Center and Inspirational Homeschooling, for bringing this show to you. You are listening to Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.